Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Jim requested Eddie Harris and his song Listen Here, so we'll have another Eddie Harris song coming up for Two for Tuesday. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Coming up a little bit later on, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head in another battle of celebrity name game. But we want to first congratulate our winners. Scott and David are our two winners. They each get a copy of Back to Black, Amy Winehouse's only masterpiece, which is a terrific book, and we just talked to the author on that last segment. And we want to congratulate Scott and David on their win. They won the each got a copy of the book, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Follow us on Facebook at Nick D Show. Like us there, and follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show as well. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. So Esmeralda is back. You were gone for 2 months.
I wish.
Yeah, you were gone for a week, and you went to Mexico.
I did, yes.
And yeah, you had some fun. Now, this was a part of Mexico that you had never been to before, correct?
I had never, well, yes and no. I hadn't been to this place exactly. I've been to the area. I was about an hour and a half south of Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been in the area. There's a couple of like eco parks, I guess, where it's a lot of like you go snorkeling and there's like traditional dance troops and things that go on there, but it's mainly about like the surroundings, and you get to swim in these natural bodies of water and all that. And I did that as a kid, but I haven't stayed in the place where I was. It was called Akumal.
Mm-hmm.
So yes and no.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you do all yet? Did you go snorkeling
no.
and any of that stuff?
No. No. I just hang out. I just hanged out.
You
just hung out.
You just hung out and you ate and you drank.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. You know what? It's a lot. It's changed since I was a kid. One, I was a kid and I didn't have to pay for anything. And now I have
That's
to.
It's a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different when your parents are like, we're going there. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, you have to pay money to go there. It's like,
right.
Right. I'm good.
Right.
I did go to some ruins, which was kind of in the middle of, this is in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's called Ekbalem.
Okay.
And it was very neat. It's kind of, I had been to another place further west of that ruins, but they're all Mayans.
Oh, it's Mayan ruins then?
Yeah, yeah, Mayan ruins.
Okay.
And in this place, it was just interesting to see because they had a palace there. There's another ruins called Chichen Itza that all the ruins there are just, they were for worshiping.
Yeah.
And in this place, they found where a palace was for one of the kings.
Cool.
So it was just a humongous palace, because you'd be like, is this where they worship? No, this is where they lived.
Wow.
And now, it was only for the fancy people.
Now, did you went into the ruins? Were there some ruins that were buried underneath, or there were?
Yeah, so I guess they haven't done any excavating since 2012 because they ran out of money. So there's a lot that they haven't been able to do, and they're restoring things as well, but they haven't been able to do that since 2012. But you can see it. So that whole area is flat, and wherever there's just big kind of hill looking things, there's ruins under there.
Wow.
And they can't do anything yet because they don't have the money.
Now, did you go, I'm assuming you went with like a tour guide?
Yeah, we got a tour guide in the place because they would just be rocks.
Right.
If we didn't,
right.
Someone didn't tell us what they were.
Yeah. You know, now I'm glad you didn't, you've not seen the movie The Ruins, have you?
Is that movie with that Mel Brooks? That, what's his name? Mel, what's his face?
Gibson?
Yeah.
No.
No, which one's that one?
I don't know.
It's super bloody and it's the...
Oh, Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I saw that.
Yeah, no, I love that movie. I love Apocalypto. That movie's awesome. No, The Ruins is a really terrible horror movie about American tourists who go to Mexico, and they go to the ruins, and then they end up being killed by monsters.
Oh, cool.
So I'm glad you didn't see
it. No, yeah, no. Is the ending?
I don't remember. I saw it one, it sucked, and I saw it one time. But, like, I do remember that one of the creatures, I guess that, like, the ruins, the trees and the plantations around the ruin, mm-hmm. they come to life and they start wrapping people up in like vines and going under their skin.
Oh, cool.
Like vines shooting up into their face and under their skin and stuff. That's the one thing that I remember. I remember it was a terrible movie, and it was just one of those movies where it's like, you know, I mean, it's like Hostel, Esmeralda.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
stupid Americans go on a trip, you know, to a foreign land and get killed.
Yeah. No, I've learned. No, I don't. I can't watch any of those. They're too much.
Right.
For me.
And it would have been really terrible if, like, V said, hey, let's watch the ruins before we go to Mexico.
No, he didn't. He didn't have me do that.
No.
Thank goodness.
Because, I mean, he made you watch The Town while you were in Boston.
Yes.
I thought maybe let's watch the ruins, honey.
Yeah.
This will be fun for our adventure tomorrow.
I would have gone. No go for me. But it was really cool to see the ruins because they're just.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane to think like these enormous buildings were built, and I looked it up. It's like 700.
Isn't that
BC
crazy?
Or something.
Isn't it amazing that it's all that history? Like, right, you're standing on it,
right? And then to think, like, it looks, you know, some of them just are kind of rubble, but then, you know, you have to imagine them all built up, and they'd be very colorful.
Amazing,
and this,
yeah.
And it's it was crazy.
Wow, that's really cool. So how long were you in Mexico? 5 days.
5 days. Yeah,
5 days. That's cool. Ate a lot of food.
Oh gosh, yeah. I ate all the seafood I could.
Yeah, I bet the seafood's amazing.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
What were some of your favorites that you ate?
Oh, I had this big platter. It was at this restaurant called the Cave of the Fisherman.
Nice.
And it
what
was,
is that in Spanish?
La Cueva del Pescador.
Sounds better in Spanish.
But it was let's see. It had calamari, octopus.
Mm.
Fish, like a whole one, just one whole side of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what else? What, shrimp?
Shrimp, of course.
The little tiny lobsters.
Yeah.
The langoustines.
Yeah, langoustines.
Had some of that.
Oh,
and it was
man.
All grilled with garlic.
Oh.
And then to make it even better, we got ribeyes with it.
Of course. You got to do a little different. You got to have the surf and turf action.
Yeah. It was ridiculous just the amount of money you would pay for things. It was very cheap.
Is it the
dollar goes very far.
Oh, I bet it does.
Right now it's 20 pesos to a dollar.
Wow.
So, yeah, you get your money's worth.
Certainly.
You get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
We ate a lot of food. A lot of ceviche.
Sure. If you're there, you got to eat that stuff.
Man. Yeah, we just
you have to.
Ate ceviche as much as and there was a restaurant right next door, so we would just go there. And get ceviche, a happy hour, just eat ceviche until it came out of our eyeballs.
That's great. That sounds great. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was
wonderful.
Did you bring
any souvenirs home?
No.
Okay.
No, that's all crap.
Like, okay, I thought maybe you'd bring home a snow globe.
No.
Do they have snow globes
I think they
in Mexico?
Do, but it's probably
seriously?
Like sand.
Sand
you know,
globe.
Like
it's
sand
a
sand globe.
It's a ruins globe.
What stunk was where we were in Akumal. There was only so many ATMs, and it's recommended. I mean, the best way is either you bring all your money already changed, or you go to ATMs, bank-sponsored ATMs, to get the cash out. And there was maybe two in the little neighborhood where we were, and then we drove out to a supermarket, and that one was shut down, out of order. Like, we just kept the day that we needed to get money. Everything was out of order. So when we actually went to the ruins, I had no money on me.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't buy anything.
Okay. You know, it's easier. The last time I've only been to, besides Canada.
Yeah.
I've only been to a foreign country once. And well, it was Ireland. And they had ATMs everywhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was, in Dublin, you could get... You can get every half a block. There's an ATM.
Yeah, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
so
no.
You're like
no,
even was, on the highway, it's kind of crazy because it's just trees.
Where you were staying, was it very touristy? Touristy? It wasn't like Cancun, was it?
No, not at all. Okay. It was and it wasn't. It's a lot of older people there. It was very quiet.
Yeah.
Like people weren't partying down and like clubbing or doing
Yeah, because Cancun
like
is just loud and insane and drunk.
Yeah. Cancun is just Florida.
Yeah.
It's Mexico's Florida to me. There was but if you did go like a half hour north of where we were, there was a Guy Fieri's American Kitchen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it starts to get crazy.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Yeah. There's that and Wolfgang Puck.
Well,
is in the airport.
That's a little bit better.
Bubblegum Shrimp Company is in the airport.
God.
There's a Johnny Rockets in the Cancun airport.
God. Yeah, that's Cancun, man. Yeah there it is.
It's kind of funny to.
That's hilarious. Yeah. There's a Guy Fieri restaurant in. Yeah. Is it in the airport?
No, it's outside of the airport. It's in. It's about an hour away from Cancun in a city called Playa del Carmen.
Of course it is.
Yeah, which is, that's, I think there's clubs and stuff there.
Right,
so it's
course.
A bit of a party town.
Yeah, Guy Fieri.
Yeah. My favorite part of the trip, though, was at the end. My friend rented a car.
Yeah.
And we were driving it back. We went to get some lunch before we got to the airport.
On the day you were leaving?
Yes, on the day we were leaving.
Right.
And we were joking because there's a lot of cops everywhere. It's Cancun. They need to protect it and keep the tourists safe.
Right.
So there's just cops everywhere. I'd be like, wouldn't it be funny if we got in trouble and the cops and then we'd have to give them money? And then maybe 10 minutes
over.
Later, we got pulled over.
Oh, my God.
That we were going 10 kilometers because they do it's yep. kilometers over the speed limit. It was 60. My friend was going 70, and the guy in broken English was trying to. The cop was telling my friend. My friend just kind of like silent, like, uh huh, yeah.
So did anybody besides you speak Spanish?
No, one did.
You're the only one that could speak Spanish.
Broken Spanish.
Okay.
And I was just like, I was in the back. I'm like, let me talk to him.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, we're gonna give you a ticket. You have to go pay it at the police station. It is Sunday. The police station is closed.
Oh, no.
They'll be open Monday at 8 a.m. And I tell them, like, we're just leaving. We're going to the airport. We can't do that. Can we mail it or something? And he's like, nope, we don't do that here.
What?
And then so at one point he just goes, he's like, are you the only one that speaks Spanish? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, can't get out of the car. Come here, let me talk to you. And so he tells me that if I write you this ticket, and you go to the car rental, they will charge you $200 automatically. So in the kindness of his heart, he's going to do us all a favor. And if we give him the price of the ticket.
Oh, my God.
It'll be fine. He won't write the ticket. No one will know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So he and the price of the ticket was 1,000 pesos, which is 50 bucks.
Right.
Versus the 200
right,
US
that you would pay at the
right.
At the, oh, that's so fun. So
we had to gather up our pesos. Thank goodness we enough of us had pesos on us.
Oh my God!
Because and then we had to just.
And you seriously, Esmeralda, you seriously said, wouldn't it be funny if we got pulled over?
Yeah, I'd be like,
and
we have to
pay
like,
them
grease
off
his palm or whatever.
And you grease the guy's palm.
Yeah.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, he did give us advice. He
Which
was like,
what?
there's another guy watching.
Oh.
He's got a speed gun.
Uh-huh.
He will give you a ticket.
Okay. Unless you pay him, too.
Yeah. Well, and he's like, you have to go the speed limit. And we're like, okay, yeah, no, well, totally.
That
and I was like, I've already yelled at him. It's okay. And then as we're driving, we see three cops pull over three more people.
Yeah.
It's a bit of they had quite a game going.
They got a little
there.
Scam going. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And
that's great.
My friend just kept the entire time up to the airport. He's like, you know, usually, like, if you go over 10, whatever, like, they don't pull you over. And we're like, man, it was 60 and a 70.
Right.
He had the right to pull you over.
It was 70 and a 60.
Yeah. He was doing 70 and a 60. And
right.
He actually, tonight, my friend sent an email. After doing the math, I was doing about 6.2 miles per hour over the 60 kilometer limit. I'm like, just get over
it, dude. We paid 50 bucks.
He pulled us over, like... Rightly so.
That's so funny.
If it's the law, it's the law. I mean,
that's so funny.
But yeah, we had to grease his palm.
That's cool. What a great way to end the trip. Outstanding.
Yeah, he cleaned. I didn't have any pesos left over, which I guess was the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal. I still have a bunch of Irish money in my apartment. That's. I mean, I'm saving it in case I go back to Ireland someday. So, all right, we got a break here for weather and traffic. When we come back, we were talking about food there. Now we're going to talk about 15 president-approved recipes. And some of them are weird. All right, and here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, showers mainly before 8 a.m. and a high near 63. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 45. Tomorrow, wild card Wednesday, sunny, a high near 73. Did you bring that weather back with you? Is that what happened, Esmeralda?
It was like 84 there, but yeah.